I've told my kids and my students so many times, and even myself, that just because you think it doesn't mean you have to say it. It is definitely a phrase that we could live by. There are so many times we think things in our head and they come out. And as they come out, we think to ourselves, did I really just do that? What was I thinking? And while we might not be as critical of ourselves, certainly when other people do it, it is one of those things where an eye roll or some other gesture of shock, like what happened there, will occur. So I kind of feel that answers a lot of the questions that we could have in Parshas Tazria. If a person contracts tzaras, what happens? You would think, you go to the doctor, you're not feeling well, boom, that's it, we're done, quick prognosis, and once you have that, you go, you move on. It's not so with tzaras. Unless it's 100% certain it's tzarat, there's a lot of time that goes into it. And what happens during that time? So there's time alone, where the person has to stay in their house when it's a question as to whether they have tzaras or not. And after they come out of their house, if they are actually a mitzora, it becomes the bidud. They're all by themselves. And they're by themselves for a long stretch of time. Why is that? So I thought that perhaps the answer is, of course, that we know Lashon Hara is the cause, or one of the major causes of a person getting tzaras in the first place. Fine. So we understand that. So if tzaras comes as a result of Lashon Hara, I think we have to understand, perhaps, the Torah is sending a loud message to the person. Although it's done in the silence of being isolated, the person is told again and again and again that you are going to be forced to be by yourself. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to say anything to. Why? Because you've abused the privilege of being among people. Take time. Why? So obviously you're taking time first and foremost to be by yourself to reflect. Yes, that's for certain. But I think the other message is, take time and understand that you have to think before you speak. You have to think before you act. The Torah is telling us that for the very simple reason that if you do that, in all likelihood, you wouldn't be getting yourself into trouble in the first place. Perhaps that is the message that the Torah wants to teach the Mitzora and to teach all of us. Take the time to think. Take the time to think long and hard before we do anything. And if we do, hopefully we'll make better choices. Have a good day.